This is episode 32 of Extraordinary Women Radio.
Welcome to Extraordinary Women Radio. I am your host, Cami Gellner. Women are being called to live with voice, vitality, and vigor. Each month, join me for wisdom-filled interviews with extraordinary women living out loud and making a difference in our world. Their stories will uplift, inspire, and spark your own purpose-driven journey. Hello, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving and had space to enjoy family and friends. I know I certainly did. I can't believe we're wrapping up November and rolling into December this week. It's crazy how this year has flown by. And today, we're talking about one of my favorite topics, authentic marketing, or marketing from the inside out, as I often call it. It's about marketing aligned to who you are. This was a big theme at my Ignite event earlier this month, and it's been a theme that I've been speaking about all year long. Because when we build marketing from the inside out, we're real. We're aligned to who we are, not to somebody else's way of doing marketing or the way that they are being, but we are aligned to our purpose on this earth. And it all starts with knowing who you are at your very essence. So here's a little secret. I play with runes a lot. You may know what they are. They're little stones with symbols on them that have mystical meaning. Their origins are Scandinavian, so perhaps that's why I'm drawn to them, because of my own Scandinavian lineage. One of my very favorite runes is called the Sowilu rune. And when you read through the description and the meaning of what that rune says is this: the secret about you, what you are striving to become in actuality, is what, by nature, you already are, your essence. It's learning to open up to the light in you that has been secretly shut away. When I first drew that rune and read that statement, I knew that rune was really special to me because I had been using the word essence for a long time. In my book, Fire Dancer, I take my readers through the work of defining who you are at your very essence. This has been foundational in my work with my clients for nearly a decade. In my work that I do with entrepreneurs today, I help them really consider how their essence ties into their brand and how they market themselves. I believe this is what marketing from the inside out is all about. Next week, I'm launching my Emerging Expert Academy, a 20-day journey to boost your voice in the world. This is something that I ran earlier this year. I had significant positive feedback on this, and I wanted to launch it again before the end of the year so people can get really ready and set to jump into 2018, ready to put their voice out into the world in a bigger and bolder and more impactful way. I know there's so many people in my world that want to be seen and heard more in 2018. So if you have a message that is important for the world to hear right now, I invite you to join us on this 20-day journey just in time to launch into your 2018. You know, when I started this podcast, it was all about helping extraordinary women put their voice out into the world. And I started this because I believe with all my heart that the world needs more women's voices heard. And that's the same reason why I built this Emerging Expert Academy, because I feel like this is a way to get more women's voices heard. If you join us on this 20-day online course, you're going to get really clear about what you stand for, the legacy you want to leave in your company, in your industry, in our world, and why you are unique in this vision. I think it's really, really important because you own a message. This idea has been dropped in on you and it's yours to take out into the world. And we're going to define a concise message platform that only you can own, that's both memorable and impactful to the people that you really want to connect with. And you will discover the right platforms to get your message out, aligned to who you are at your very best. Do you have a book in you, perhaps? Are you wanting to do more speaking? Are you a social media star? There's all different ways that you can get your voice heard. And you're going to give life to your brand in a way that people will remember you and remember how you made them feel.
You will learn to expand your reach, your visibility, and the impact of your voice. And guess what, guys? Because when you step out on the edge of sharing your voice with the world, your old friend fear is going to show up. You'll learn the secrets on how to become friends with your fear, and you'll learn that she's there to actually help you expand and grow. Yes, expand and grow. Fear is a good thing. When you become friends with your fear, you gain an edge that will make your light brighter and bolder and more impactful. When I ran this class earlier this year, I got raving reviews from the participants. And what I really love is how everyone has stepped up into putting their voices out in bigger ways. If you want to join us, we start on Friday, December 8th. So jump out to my homepage of my website at cammygellner.com and sign up. Now let's jump into today's Extraordinary Women Radio interview with Danielle Fitzpatrick Clark and start the conversation on authentic marketing. Let's get it going. Let's talk about marketing from the inside out. Danielle is a best-selling author of the book, Fake Free, 7 Easy Steps to Become More Authentic with Your Marketing. Last month, I was so honored to be featured on Danielle's podcast and a masterclass summit series that she was running called The Light at the End of the Funnel, where she featured 20 marketing experts on creating authentic marketing. When we met last month, we knew instantly we were so aligned to what we each stand for. We believe in the same principles and teach many of the same things, and we're both driven by purpose. Purpose to make a difference and purpose to create ripple effect in the world. Danielle is a dream client attraction specialist and digital marketer. She's been an entrepreneur for 8 years, and she's worked with hundreds of entrepreneurs and small businesses, helping them to show up and blow up online. I love how she describes that. She strives to simplify the online marketing world and sprinkles in fun and creativity. You're going to see how the essence of Danielle shows up in her brand in a way that's real. And it's just so, you're going to adore her. I can promise that. And she helps people really show up authentically and on purpose in their business. You're going to love Danielle. Let's meet Danielle Fitzpatrick Clark. So welcome, Danielle. I'm thrilled to have you on board today.
Oh, me too. Me too.
We had so much fun last month when we were on your podcast and your masterclass that I am just honored to have you back here.
Oh, well, I appreciate you coming on to mine and inviting me onto your podcast. I love spending time with you.
I know. We've kind of got a lot of the same philosophies, and that's what makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And in fact, we share this huge passion for authenticity in marketing and how we're showing up in the world. And when I think of authenticity in marketing, it's about creating a brand, about creating our voice and our visibility really aligned to who we are at our very essence. Mm-hmm. And you wrote a book on this topic, right? That it's called 7 Easy Steps to Become More Authentic with Your Marketing.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about what your book is about. And let's start with this. What does authentic marketing mean to you?
Yeah. So, you know, I think authentic marketing really started for me with searching for my truth, right? So, just like what was true for me and kind of getting out of like a people pleasing mode of what everybody else wanted to, or what I thought everybody else wanted to hear, for me, wanted me to produce. So, wanted me to say. So when I really think of authentic marketing, I really feel like it's an inside out approach. You know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. Cause it was funny. We discovered we both use that word and it's so right.
Yeah.
And I got there, I think in a probably very similar way that you did, where I started having a lot of people saying you should do it that way and you should do it this way. And I started listening to a whole lot of people and I totally lost me in the midst of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, what's so interesting is that, and I think this is really relatable for both you and I, and then a lot of other people, is that when we can even do everything we're being told to do, someone's teaching us like, well, if you do it my way, then you're going to make 6 figures or 7 figures, or you're going to really expand on your business. And it doesn't happen.
Right.
So we're left with what the heck am I doing wrong? Why, you know, and then shitting all over ourselves just really beating up on ourselves. Like, why isn't this working? It worked for this person. And what I found for myself was, okay, it's not working because it's not me. It doesn't have my essence on it. And I'm really trying to be something that, or someone that I'm not. I'm not this person. So that's, you know, I found that very true for myself. And so it was really kind of a journey to figure out who I was, what my core beliefs were, and how I wanted to show up in the world.
And how did you go about that process?
Oh gosh, for you? It was a long process. I know most people, I'm actually a pretty new coach consultant. Before, and I've been coaching and consulting since January of 2017, but before I was doing the same thing, just in an implementer role. So I was behind the scene productionist, strategist, and still coaching people, but getting paid as an implementer, getting paid as someone who puts together programs, as someone who does the operations for a business. And that was where I was comfortable because I didn't want to be seen or heard.
Right. And right. And what was the catalyst that moved you out from behind the scenes?
You know, there's a lot of different things that happen. Like, a lot of people I was introduced to, you know, I've always been a leader. Like, I've always been someone who, was very strong, you know, very driven. And part of me had just kind of lost that along the way. And I kind of took a step back when I was implementing. I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm so tired. And I felt so stressed and it just didn't feel good. And I remember the moment I decided to make that shift. I had just gotten off a phone call with a client wanting things implemented and done immediately. And I was still trying to balance, you know, my family life and running a business and actually expanding. And it just wasn't happening. And I actually had that drop to your knees moment, right? I actually dropped to my knees. And I just remember just like, I said it out loud. Nobody was around me because I was in my bedroom trying to pull it together. And I dropped to my knees and I said, I can't do this anymore. Like, I absolutely can't do this. And I know that there's more to life than being this miserable. That was my big aha moment, my drop to the knees moment, where I actually dropped my knees and I looked up at the sky. I don't know.
Say, what do I do now, right?
What do I do now? I can't do this anymore. And once I did that, I kind of let it go because I've got this feeling of like, it's okay and it's going to be okay. And I got off my knees and I just went back and I'm just like, okay, well, you know, hopefully there's a shift. But it felt like there was a shift and then I kind of let it go. And I didn't mean let it go as I forgot about it or anything like that. I just kind of let it happen. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to tune in.
You surrendered to it, right?
And I surrendered. Yeah, that's the word, surrender. Mm-hmm. And boy, did things move quickly after that. I quit working for the people that I was working for like 2 weeks later. Uh-huh. And it was so easy. Like, it was just so easy for me to do it. Things came up. I'm just like, enough. No, I'm done. I cannot work for you anymore.
So there was a different pathway you were being called to step onto. And as soon as you stepped onto it, the universe really opened up for you, right?
And people came into my life that I was really meant to have come into my life and show me the way. That was the other thing I asked for. Is there someone that can show me?
Right.
And there were people that came into my life that showed me a better way. So, nice. And that was really the inside out approach. And so that was,
Two years ago,
my breakdown. Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes those breakdowns are so critical and so important in order for us to, it's like the universe saying, no, this is not where you're supposed to be. And you're not listening. We keep tapping you on the shoulder and you're not listening. So we are really going to give you this moment that's going to shift things for you.
Yeah. Oh, the gosh, you know, and this is the first time I've actually felt that perspective that I never felt that perspective before, but you're absolutely right. That's exactly what happened, where the universe was tapping me on the shoulder and it got me to the point where I just couldn't take it anymore. And I asked for help. Yeah. Cause I felt I was suffocating.
Yes. So that happened 2 years ago. And then you started to follow everybody's, these are the, you know, the 5-step, 10-step process to success. Right. Yeah. And it really wasn't coming together for you.
No, even after that moment, it felt slow. I mean, some people would look at that next year as fast, and I was just like, oh my gosh, it felt so slow. But there was a lot that I had to overcome. Like, I really had to stop playing the victim, right? That was the first thing. I had to stop playing the victim, really start owning what my life was and taking a look around, just like, yeah, I created it this way. And that was difficult. It wasn't hard, but it was difficult to actually own that, take complete ownership of where I was in my life, in my business, and then to turn around and be grateful. Right. That was the other thing. Then I got to be like, okay, now I get to take a look around. I accept. And then it was all about finding the gratitude, which, I mean, I had a beautiful family, I live in a beautiful area. So, you know, I got there but I remember stopping playing the victim. That was a big piece for me. And that took me another several months. And then I started to really, figure out what it is that I want to do. But in the process of stopping playing the victim, I also was following what other people were doing, what they were saying. You need to do this, you need to do that. So it felt slow, right? It felt slower than it needed to.
And what I do want to say is you built an incredible business, really, in the scope of things very quickly.
Yep.
So you got that message really quickly that this is not working for me. I need to shift something here.
Yeah.
I need to shift this back to being more in alignment with who I am. And what did you know? What did you learn about yourself in that time period that you went, okay, wait a minute. This part of me isn't being incorporated into my brand. What was that part of you that you tapped into that really lit things up for you?
Well, the playfulness. Playfulness.
And I totally get that. Just, you know, by the couple conversations you and I have had, I totally feel the playfulness in how you approach your work.
Yeah. It has to be fun. It's really interesting because, like, when I started to realize that, I grew up in a very serious household. My dad was my principal. I cringe when I say that still. So I was always accountable. I was seen as someone who was serious, and also there was a lot of pressure that came on. You know, I felt like I had to put on a mask. So it was something that I know everyone's like, oh gosh, you're so real. I'm like, this was challenging for me to be real because I always felt like I had to have that mask on and be serious. And the one thing that was missing was that I like to have fun. I like to be playful. I like to laugh. Mm. And I wasn't doing that. So when I started incorporating what intrigued me, I'm very curious too. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So when I started to follow curiosity and just like, let's just see what happens and being okay with wherever it took me, with my business, that's when things opened up because it was more of like, well, you know, I don't really want to do it everyone else's way, but I'm curious to try something different. So it was all that curiosity, that playfulness, and like, let's try it out. What's the worst that's going to happen? Oh gosh, it's not going to work. Okay, well, I'll try something else. So that surrender again, being playful, being curious. And when I started bringing that in, things really started to shift. And for whatever reason, I have this feeling that when I came here, I said, I'm not going to do this unless it's going to be fun. So
awesome.
I feel like that was kind of like when I came here, part of my purpose was like, I'm not doing anything that's not going to be fun. So let's make it fun. Let's have fun.
Yeah. Right. Right. Oh, I love that. I love that you found those threads of you that were so essential. And I think that's so important. And when we're building our brands, our presence online, is that we weave these pieces of who we are at our very core into the mix of our brand and to how we're showing up. Yeah. But it takes courage, right? It takes courage to build a presence online.
Yeah.
How did stepping out into the online world change how you saw yourself?
Oh gosh, this is such a good one because that was very challenging. I really was afraid to be visible and to step out. And that's why I stayed behind the scenes for, oh gosh, like 7 years, I stayed behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. So what happened when I decided to step out, and really how I saw myself was wildly different. Wildly different. And by that, I mean, when I first started to dip my toe out there, crossover, I was thinking like, oh gosh, I have to be perfect. I have to say it this way. My hair has to look this way. And then when I fully stepped out, when I put both feet in, I'm like, no, I'm doing this. I saw myself as someone who was really out to make the difference. And focused on my dream clients, the people that I knew I was supposed to come here and work with. Mm-hmm. And I focused on them instead of myself and the nitty gritty, like, oh, hair has to be perfect.
Right.
So how I saw myself was more of a conduit rather than like a statue. I don't know why those images are coming, but it was more of like, I'm just a conduit of information and support.
Totally more people. That.
Yeah. Rather than just standing there and talking.
Right. Right. You know, it's really funny because years ago I actually had a big fear of public speaking, and I've talked about that a couple times on the podcast over the different podcasts I've done over this year. And that was exactly the same sort of thing. When I finally had it click for me that when I got up in front of people, it was about them and it was about helping them on their journeys. Mm-hmm. Everything shifted for me. And I love to speak now. I love to be on the stage, but there was a space where I totally did not like that. So it's really tuning into what it is, our purposes in the world, and understanding our purpose and understanding how we want to make a difference, the ripple effect that we can create by the people around us.
Oh, I love the rippling effect. It feels really good when you, we have a choice. We have a choice to see the dark side of any situation or the lighter side, the light side.
Right.
And, you know, for me, and I do this with my clients too, I say, let's just, you absolutely have that perspective. And this is usually when they're talking about something darker or something that they're judging or they're judging themselves for. And I'm like, let's just flip this for a second. Let's just flip this and let's look at the positive that is possible in this given situation, which, you know, is always the trickling effect. Like, well, think about it. You're seeing what's right up against your face. Like your hand's right there. And I'm just asking you to look past it and see that like, rippling effect. Mm-hmm. And what that's doing and who that helps and who that helps down the line and down the line and down the line. And to feel into that energy, that's the other thing. Feeling into that, energy of the rippling effect just makes me feel like I can move mountains whenever I get into the
absolutely of it. And you start looking how your clients are going out and making a difference with other people, and you start to see that how that's really possible. I actually have mine written down that I'd like to impact 1 million women around the world, stepping into their purpose and their passion and putting their voice out into the world. And it doesn't mean that I touch 1 million women.
Yeah.
You know, individually, it means that I help, you know, woman, this, you know, one, I help Sally go do what she's supposed to do and get her voice out into the world. And then she goes and helps the people she's supposed to help. And then I go help Joan and I go help Kathy. And from that is where you get to bigger numbers. But I think that number that I put out there probably 5 years ago, that 1 million number makes me step out and stretch in bigger ways than if I had, you know, just a small goal. So sometimes putting that big, large goal out there can really help us say, let's go bigger here. How do you go bigger? And I know you've done some really big things recently. So how do you go bigger?
So, So how do you go bigger when you're an entrepreneur? I'm just trying to get some clarity.
Yeah. How do you go bigger when that inner voice inside of you says, oh, do you really want to step there? Or, you know, do you want to just stay where it's safe? Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. So what I do is the first thing I do is acknowledge that inner voice, right? The one that's just like, stay small. Like, acknowledge it. Like, don't do that. Don't go over there in those bushes.
Right. Right.
So that voice, and I acknowledge that voice and that part of myself, and just like, you know, thank you. Thank you for protecting me and getting me this far. I'm still breathing. really appreciate you keeping me safe.
Right.
And I also know that I have a bigger purpose, and this is going to serve me more by stepping out. So that's kind of the conversation I have with myself, because that mind chatter, whew, that can really keep you, you know, stuck right where you are,
right,
and cycling over and over. And it, for me, when I acknowledge it and say, oh my gosh, you are so sweet to keep me safe. Really,
and be kind to that inner mentor, right?
Yeah, and I, yeah.
Or
I
inner critic, excuse
inner
me.
Inner critic, yeah. Right. I just kind of infuse it with some love. Same way I would with my toddler. If my toddler was talking to themselves like that, like if my toddler was having a conversation like, oh gosh, you shouldn't do this, Ava's my oldest, or Izzy and Scarlett, then I would actually facilitate for them, just like, you know, let's talk about this, you know, and just infuse them with some love. So I do the same thing for myself. It's like, right. Well, if I'm going to talk to my children like this, I'm going to talk to myself like this.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And yeah. So that gets me off of that cycling, that hamster wheel, whenever I acknowledge. And that's really, for me, that's really necessary for me to go bigger and to think bigger and to expand bigger. And the one thing that I have noticed is that even when I think that I'm going big, I can still go bigger. So
yes,
it's kind of getting to that point and acknowledging where you are. So let's just say, okay, for me, you know, I have a podcast and I'm like, I had a passion behind it. So, okay, great. I got speakers on here and I'm like, oh gosh, this is such a big deal. And I'm just like, you know, I could probably bring in even bigger names,
yes,
and turn this into something more, and then going bigger and bigger. So I really feel like first you acknowledge where you're at, even if that's at the very beginning with your mind chatter, which is your ego saying, stay small, it's not safe.
Right.
Acknowledging that and then stepping out and then acknowledging where you are and looking at the bigger picture and what it is that you really want, and always feeling into that, because it's so important too to feel the and follow that excitement. Get to a place where you're acknowledging, like, I think I can do more. It feels nervous and excited for a lot of us. I call it, it's from My Little Ponies. My daughters watch cartoons, My Little Ponies, and they say nervous sighted. So it's like a combination of it, nervous and excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just lean into that, just like, okay, can I go bigger? Yeah. I can go bigger. And so I start thinking of something even bigger that I can do. And then I get excited, and it's just a stepping and an up-leveling process. And with up-leveling processes, I always tell people, I'm like, you're still going to get the mindset chatter. It's going to come up.
So I think, you know, you talk to anyone who's been doing any kind of very public being in, you know, in the world, putting their voice out, that never goes away. And if it does go away, you're probably, you should be concerned, because it means you've gotten too comfortable and there's more stretching you could be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leaning into the uncomfortable.
Exactly.
And having faith. That's the other thing, is just having the faith,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, you're okay. As long as you're, you know, and this is the other thing, is like, and you get, that's why it's an inside out approach, is that you inside feel safe with yourself, knowing yourself, knowing your truth. And that's where the safety really comes into play for you.
Totally agree with that. Totally agree. It's one of the ways I tell my clients to move through fear is if they know who they are at their very essence and understand their purpose in the world, you can live through fear in a much stronger way.
Yeah.
And it, because you, there's this truth that you're connected to.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that you were talking about, going bigger, I love, there's a game that I play with my clients often, where on our private Facebook group, we'll say, okay, put a goal out there that you're really working for. Mm-hmm. And so they put, you know, somebody writes a goal that, you know, they want to write an article for HuffPost, for example. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then it's the rest of the memberships turn to up level that. Okay, how do you go bigger with that goal that they've put out there, you know? And so they start throwing out ideas of, you know, not only do you get your article in HuffPost, but yeah. you get a spot, you get recognized in Oprah magazine, or, you know, I mean, so it grows and it evolves and it just helps people stretch in a bigger way. I love doing that game. And in fact, I'm just thinking I need to do it again soon with my clients because they're in a space where they're looking at 2018 and, you know, it's just like helping them push and grow that goal to a bigger level. I love that.
Yeah. Oh gosh, that's a great game. I want to play that one later tonight.
I don't remember. somebody shared it with me. I think actually on the podcast, and I don't remember who it was now, but it's just such a great one to play with. So
yeah. I love the principles of five too. I think Jack Canfield talks about that all the time.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I think that's a great, which five, I mean, if you like angel numbers and seeing double fives is transformation. So, think changes. So I always love that principle of five because it does mean, you know, according to, people who follow that, you know, changes, transformation. So I would love to add to that and just like pick five things that are going to help you stretch.
Ooh, I like that.
So I do that with my clients. I'm like, well, so you have this where you're at now. So pick five things that are going to help you stretch that are going to move you forward in some way. Cause action's so important too. Action's so important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like that. I'm jotting that one down. So let's go back to authentic marketing because one thing is, I think it's so incredibly important right now. There is so much noise out there in the world, and there is a lot of projectionism.
Yes.
If that's a word, right?
Yeah. We can make up words.
Yeah, it's that sort of thing where there's a lot of, like, just putting a lot of information out there, and it's not grounded in that authentic essence. It's not grounded in the realness of who somebody is and the vulnerability and the rawness and the stories. And why is it so important? And how do we get beyond being in this space of just putting more noise out into the world?
Yeah, because really, you know, whenever I feel like noise and though it feels like a greasy car salesman, like old sales tactics that is still being clung to in some ways, maybe up-leveled in some ways. So with authentic marketing and being true in the truth to yourself, what I usually think about is that, you know, and I heard this like, oh gosh, there's an oversaturation of coaches and consultants now in the online space. And I said, yeah, that's true. The cookie cutter kind.
Right.
And that's what I say. I'm like, yes, I believe that. And I believe that it's the cookie cutter kind, the ones that are trying to follow every system and do everything right and really check themselves. Like, I feel like that's where there's an oversaturation. Where there's not is the unique qualities, the authenticity, the truth, the vulnerability, the ones that are just like, you know what, this is who I am and this is what I do and this is from a place that's at the core of me. So if we're talking about why is authentic marketing so important, because people aren't utilizing it to the way that it could be.
Yes.
And they're still trying to stand out, but it's really hard to stand out when you're doing the same thing that everyone else is doing.
Right.
And if you're doing it in a way that's not feeling good to you, people pick up on that. I mean, I totally can pick up when someone's not being, you know, real or authentic. And I can totally pick up on myself when I'm not being real or authentic. So like, for example, if I'm doing a Facebook Live, and I'm like, oh man, I really want to hit these points home. And I write a script. I feel inauthentic reading from the script. Rather than just, you know, taking an extra minute and centering and grounding myself and just keeping those 3 points and knowing that I am going to totally hit all of them. And I'm going to add in stories. I'm going to add in my quirks. I'm going to add in my fun voice, antics that I do. And I'm going to wave my hands. You better believe that I don't wave my hands when I'm reading from a script. But if I am just talking into the computer, my hands are going.
And I can feel that, right? I can totally feel that. And that it's, and there's, and people can feel that. I think that's exactly what you're hitting on is that, is if we are being in the little box that we create for ourselves, or if we're just being ourselves, then there's a difference in that. You talk about 7 easy steps to becoming more authentic with your marketing, and you don't need to hit on all of them. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but what are a few of them that you feel really help people do, help us stay authentic?
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite ones is the core exercise. Like, what are your core values? So, and that's really kind of hitting on like what's important to you. And there's a whole list. There's like 10 of them that really stand out, and kind of going through that exercise and like, and rating like 10 of the top 10, like, where are you on the scale? And taking four of those core values and putting them on a post-it. I have it right here on my computer too, my 4 core values. And then whenever you do something, whenever you're creating something, looking at those core values and making sure that you're hitting on those as you're moving things forward. So like my top 4 is love. My top 1 is love. I do everything with love. I have a big heart. 2 is playfulness. 3 is freedom. 4 is success. Those are my 4 core values. And I kind of always go back and look. I'm like, no, those are still my top 4.
Nice. And so when you're creating something, you're looking at those and you're saying, are these showing up in my messaging and the way I'm being, all that sort of thing?
Yeah. And it's also a great way to kind of follow that those feelings that go with those core values, because there's a feelings that go with each of those, and following those whenever you're taking another direction in your business, or whenever you're trying out something new. So for me, I talked to this earlier, playfulness, curiosity. Like if something is really like right there and I'm just like, man, and it's not shiny object either. If it's really, cause I want to play, it's not like, oh gosh, it's shiny, I'm going to go there. It's more of like, wow, you know, I could see this being really fun. I feel the fun in this. So I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to go this way and try this. And of course I'm an action person. So I totally commit to what I want to do for playfulness in my business. I'm like, yeah, I'm doing this. It's like my podcast. It just opened up in October, and it was very divine how the name and everything came forward for it. And I'm like, no, I'm doing this and I'm going to do this. And this is the timeline I'm giving myself and I'm going to go for it. So, to get back to like 7 easy steps to become more authentic, really figure out values. Like what are those? That's like the best part for like becoming more authentic with your marketing. It's an inside out approach. So also knowing what type of business owner you are. Are you a business owner that is just a solopreneur? Do you just want to do yourself and you want to build your business this way? Even if that's not where you end up down the road, or you have bigger visions down the road, that's okay. But where are you today? Do you just want to run it? Do you want to have a team? Do you want to be the type that's a philanthropist as well? Business owner? Are you going to be charitable? All those things are really important when you're being authentic in your marketing, because everything you produce, everything that you create, people that you bring in, it's important to know that about yourself and your company and your business.
Right. So really knowing where you are at this point in your life, because our values shift and how we are, what we're wanting to create shifts. But if we are really tuned into what it is right now that we know about ourselves, about, you know, who we are, we can really stay tuned into that.
There's so much clarity in knowing yourself first before trying to figure out everything else and everybody else.
Totally agree with that. I do a deep dive with my clients on who are you at your very essence. And it goes everywhere from we're bringing in the strengths of who you are. You're getting stories from people who know you really well. And they're recalling stories where they've seen you at your best, and the strengths and the passions and the values that they see in you in those. And you do some values work and you do some passions work, and you actually write an essence statement that is foundational in the work, because when you know yourself, you can keep coming back to that. And knowing ourselves is something that we always be learning about ourselves, right? I mean, if we think we just know ourselves and we just always move straight forward and say, oh yeah, I know who I am, we're not growing. And it's that growing piece and staying tuned into the where we are growing, what's coming up for us, what's being really pertinent for us right now that helps us stay true to who we are at this moment. So I love that. I love that approach that you're using.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like to tell people, like, it's a growing process. You're always going to be discovering new things about yourself and shifting and transforming and accepting that this is, it's not a race. It's
right. It's enjoy the journey part of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what is the number one thing you'd credit your success to as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, gosh, there's so many things. I feel like I'm on the stage accepting a Grammy or something. Oh, I can thank you. There's so many. So the number one thing that I would credit my success as an entrepreneur, it's a positive attitude.
Really,
when it comes down to it, a positive attitude and making lemonade out of lemons.
Yes.
I can't, if I had to sum it all up, it's because I have a really positive attitude, and it's just knowing that, there's always a shift. I can always flip this into something positive.
I so believe in that. And it's, you know, I'm an Enneagram 7. So it's all about the being the positive thinker. And I've had people say, oh gosh, you're a little bit Pollyannish. And I'm like, you know what? It has served me really, really well. And in fact, the more I can, you know, shine that light on positive attitudes, I entirely agree with you that that's a great thing.
It's not only attractive, it's contagious.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, really, if we're here to shine a light in the world,
yep,
why not be happy and skip along the way?
Exactly.
Exactly. I take Pollyanna any day. Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pollyanna's my superhero archetype. Thank you very much.
There you go. I love it. I totally love it. And you talk about simplifying the online marketing world. And I chuckled at that because it's such a dichotomy, right? It's really complex right now. Online marketing you can look at it and it's ever evolving. There's so many moving pieces and parts. And so talk to us a little bit about what simplifying the online marketing world looks like.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. And I do believe that our outer world is a reflection of our inner world. So if things are showing up and they're complex, it's because something complex is happening within you.
Mm-hmm.
So you absolutely get to look at things and simplify them. So like, okay, this can be very simple, you know, and I tell people that all the time, like just if it's feeling overwhelming, then you get to spin that. It's just like, well, you know what? I am appreciating that it is simple and smooth for me in my business. So that's the first thing. It's just, you know, you get to acknowledge like, yeah, I could be making this more complicated than it really is.
Right.
And with the online space, it can be simple. And it's really depending on where you are in your business. But for most of us in our business, we're here to influence and to spread our message. But we also need to eat, right? We need to make sure that we are filling up our cups. We're making some income so that we can feed ourselves. We can take care of our family. We have a roof over our head and that we have that. So really having an offer is like the first thing, having an offer in the online space and then driving traffic to it. It really can be that simple. And that offer is part of your passion and then driving traffic to it. So, you know, when I think about the online space, I think about what makes it complicated is that there are so many different ways that you can bring traffic into your offers. And there are so many different ways that you can absolutely showcase an offer or so many different offers that you can do. When it goes back to the very core of you as well is knowing yourself, having clarity in yourself, knowing, you know, what your values are, what you're here to do. When you do that, when you do the inside out approach, when you go back into the inside and the core, then the offer becomes very simple. It's just like, well, you know what? This is what I'm really good at this. I know that this is going to help people. I know that this is part something that I'm passionate about. So this is my offer.
Yes.
And you know what? I don't want to go and do like travel around the world. That's not me. I don't want the laptop lifestyle everywhere. I really like to be here in my office. That's where I want to be. It's really that simple. Yes. It's just knowing yourself and what it is you want to do and your values. And then you have the offer. All right. Well, traffic sources, you know, who's going to come in here? Who's going to come in here? And that's the other part. Like, if you know who you are and who and what it is that you're providing for an offer, you also will easily be able to tap into those people, those dream clients, the ones that are, that you absolutely want to be working with and that you know you can help. So that clarity is another way to decide on the traffic. And you absolutely can give yourself permission to like, okay, I'm going to try. I really feel like I should be drawing people in from Facebook. Like that's where I feel like they should be coming in. You know, try it out, see how it's working, test it and tweak it and drive them in, have that solid offer. And then that, you know, your business will blossom that way by choosing and knowing who you are and knowing what it is and knowing your value and knowing that your dream clients are where they are and you're going to drive them forward towards you or just even attract them by showing up and being authentic, sharing a story, a relatable story, right?
Right.
And attracting them in. So I feel like it can be very simple when with online marketing, and it's the different choices that are out there for offers and traffic, and then the not being really in tune with our truths, who we really are and what it is that we really want to do, that makes it very complicated.
Yes. And, you know, I think it's going back to the point that you made earlier of what are the ways that you want to be able to deliver your information? And if you try to go be in multiple places, you know, so many places, you're going to get lost in the mix of it all.
Yeah.
But if you get really clear about what you want to be great at and, put the effort around that channel, I think that's where you can build a really solid connection and communication with the people that you want to be reaching.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the other thing is like when you make it simple and you aren't stressing yourself out or overwhelming yourself with all these different systems, all these different traffics, all these different offers, you can show up fully for those dream clients, the people that you are absolutely meant to be working with and they're attracted to you. And when you show up fully, you have that positive attitude, right?
Absolutely. That it just makes me smile as you say that. I love that.
That contagious Pollyanna positive attitude. People are drawn in. Your dream clients are drawn in. And the more those people are drawn in, the more they're going to spread the message for you as well. And you're going to draw in more and more. So this actually taps into how to simplify online marketing and also to go bigger too, what we talked about earlier. And Cammy, you and I talk about it. It really is an inside out approach. It starts with you.
Mm-hmm. It starts with you. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I was honored to be one of the 20 women who were featured on the Light at the End of the Funnel Masterclass that you put on.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to offer a repeat of this masterclass next week on December 5th through 7th.
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners more about the masterclass, you know, a little about what happens during all those interviews that you did and then how people can sign up for that?
Yeah. So for sign up, it's makeyourimpactglobal.com. You go right there. That will take you to the event page where you can sign up. And, you know, the event is an extension of the theme about the podcast, which is very much of let's pull the curtain back on the entrepreneurial journey. And let's speak to the truth of what's really happening. So, and I fully believe that real is relatable. So all the speakers are speaking like the real stories, like the real moments in their life where they had that switch, that change in direction that has led them into the success that they are now. So we share that and then tips on how they overcame and what they're doing in their business now to be so successful. So, and I'd love to give action steps because action is really important. So in all of the, so I did create a nice little work page for everyone. So on the replay, I will be offering that up on the replay page where you can download the PDF and then go through all the interviews and you've got your action steps so you can take those and move forward.
Nice. That sounds awesome. And it's just a great way for anybody who is an entrepreneur to really up level where they're at, learn from a lot of masters who have already been there, done that, and just take your business to the next level. So to say the website address again.
Yeah, it's makeyourimpactglobal.com.
Okay. Awesome. 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 So I encourage everyone to go out there and get signed up for that. And it's going to run again next week, just December 5th through 7th. So it's a little short time period. Mm-hmm. So you'll want to get out there and grab that.
Yeah.
So Danielle, I would love to close up today with three pearls of wisdom that you can leave our audience. Just whatever feels like you would love to share and leave with our wonderful audience.
Yeah. And I was, I had written down some too, and I'm like, oh, but I'm really being pulled to say a couple of other things. So
that's right. Trusting, right? It's trusting and being in that authentic space. I love it.
Yeah. So, you know, what I really want to leave with the audience is something that I learned for myself, is that you absolutely are uniquely beautiful and perfect just as you are, right?
So, yes.
You know, I think that entrepreneurs especially, I mean, everybody can, but we can beat up on ourselves, especially when we're trying to do and be what everyone else is. So when you can kind of bring that all into, like, you know what, I'm freaking phenomenal and awesome and beautiful, and my experiences are shaping who I am, and I get to share that authentically. I think that's something that I just really want to tell people, is that you are amazing, you are worthy, and you do have a voice that needs to be heard. If you're ever second guessing that, someone out there needs to hear your story, and you will shift them as well as the people they touch, and so on and so forth.
You know, I love that. You know, and I had a coach one time say to me, this was years ago, she said to me, you know, right now there are people out there who need your gift, and who are you to withhold that gift from them?
Yeah.
And I put that in my book when I wrote my book, and it's just such an important message for all of us to tune into, because there, you know, everybody does have their gift that they need to be sharing with the world, and who are we to withhold it from the people that need us?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, there's another one of my coaches said this. She said something really similar, and she's just like, think about what happens to them if you don't show up.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Think about what happens to them.
Yes. And that makes you move, right?
It does make you move. Just like, oh crap. You know what? Because sometimes it's very difficult, at least for me, I found it really difficult to do it for myself. Mm-hmm. When I thought of others and the trickling effect and what happens if I don't show up, that did make me move. That lit a fire right underneath my rear. And I'm just like, okay, well, when I look at it that way, it gets me out of that mindset chatter that kept me small for so long.
Yep.
Because it wasn't about me. Right. Because if I make it not about me and someone else, then I can get out of my own way.
Nice. Nice. What's your second one?
You know, I think listen to your intuition. Listen to it. It will take you. It really will. I know everyone's like, Danielle, you're an online marketing strategist. Intuition? And I was like, well, it's so that's what I say. I'm like, are you kidding me? That, you know, yes, I'm very intellectual and knowledgeable, but man, my intuition takes me places I never could have imagined.
Yes. I love that.
Yeah.
And what's your number three?
Take action.
Yes.
You can
do it.
Go and do it. Because, like, here's the thing, is that we get these beautiful downloads, these intuitive downloads, and like, oh my gosh, what a great idea. But if it stops from there, it doesn't take you further. It stops you right there. So yeah, listen to your intuition and take action. Move forward. Get moving. If you're thinking about somebody and just like, wow, I should really give them a call, pick up the phone and give them a call. There's a reason why. I can't tell you how many times I've done that. I thought of somebody, I picked up the phone or I sent them an email. They're like, I was just thinking about you and thinking about that we had to do this project together.
And they were on the same space.
They were waiting. They were almost going to turn back and do it with me. And that could have been a missed opportunity. So it's just incredible when you combine intuition and action.
You can be on fire.
Yeah.
Well, this has been a pleasure, Danielle. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate you sharing all your great wisdom and your stories and just being real, because I think that's what our world needs right now, is a lot of realness and the openness. And I think that's how we drive change in our world. So I really appreciate it.
Aww. Me too, sweetie. I appreciate you.
Well, this will be coming out soon, and we will see you soon then. And have everybody get out to get that funnel masterclass, because the light at the end of the funnel masterclass, because I think you guys will really enjoy that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Kimi. And everything that you're doing for the world, it's absolutely needed. I love your Pollyanna light.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
I hope you liked this episode of Extraordinary Women Radio. If you did, please share this podcast with your own special tribe of women and help spread the love, the dreams, and the inspiration. Are you thinking about making the next bold move in your life? I invite you to take the Your Next Bold Move quiz at KamiGelner.com to find out how you can jumpstart a passionate and meaningful next chapter. You may also enjoy my book, Fire Dancer, Your Spiral Journey to a Life of Passion and Purpose, which is available on Amazon. In Fire Dancer, you will become intimately connected to your heart's calling and build the courage and resiliency to ignite your what's next. I'd love to hear from you on any of my social media channels. I'm on both Facebook and Twitter, and the links are available on my website. Till next time, my friend, listen to your heart, follow your dreams, and be you.